Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia, sir?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's top performance as president?
No, Biden's an idiot.
Okay, disapprove, right? Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Oh, Youngkin, 100% awesome.
Okay, approve, right? All right.
Yes.
All right, so would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Country on the wrong track, state of Virginia on the right track.
Okay. That was my next question, okay, state of Virginia. Okay, right track, right?
Yes. Whatever you want the answer to
now. All right, so politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Oh, Virginia is southern, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, just fair, okay? And thinking about, you know, your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Local public school, excellent.
Okay.
Good.
All right, sir, and would you say that things, you know, in the local kindergarten through 12th education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Right track.
Right track, okay. All right, sir, Virginia is considering, you know, legislation creating education success accounts given to parents, you know, a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child, you know, for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not, you know, in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, or
only
a little, or
minimal.
Nothing at all? So moderate amount or only a little?
Minimal.
Okay. Okay, so supporters say, you know, it will give parents more choice, you know, when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support it or oppose that legislation?
Oppose.
Oppose that, okay. Okay, so in given, you know, giving you what you know, you know, would you say that you are less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely to support it?
Less.
Okay. All right, and do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school, you know, that is not zoned for? Should or should not?
Should not.
Should not. If they're not going for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Okay. So they should, right?
Yes.
I really miss you.
Okay, and do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
No, you gotta go to school. Gotta go to school that they're assigned.
But should they have, you know, access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And, in 2020, you know, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been, you know, proliferation of marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products, you know, are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support that or oppose that?
Yeah, support marijuana.
Okay. All right, sir, and in Virginia, does, you know, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax, you know, the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Should.
Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing, you know, biological males who self-identify as female to compete, you know, on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, do you support or oppose requiring a school to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as gender different than his or her biological sex? Would you say support that or oppose that?
I support.
Support, okay. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear, you know, that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct, you know, the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Support it or oppose that?
Yeah, support parents, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Yes.
Support it or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia, okay? I would like to start by making up.
I gotta hop off now, but I appreciate your time.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, this survey has to be done 100%. If not, it doesn't count.
How much longer we got? How much longer we got?
We like 60%, so only 40% left. These questions are really fast, okay?
All right, let's go fast. Lightning round.
Okay. All right, I'd like to ask you, like I said, mental health in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about availability of mental health care, of, you know, substance abuse treatment services in your community.
Yep.
Do you think the access to care in a community is good?
No.
That is a moderate
good.
Access. Okay, access
no,
care is a community is inadequate, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and right now in the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be, you know, high priority, a medium, a low priority, or not a priority?
Hi.
Okay. All right, sir, one idea, you know, that being offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and to improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, to be somewhat support that, okay? Somewhat support, right? Okay. Okay, now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects, you know, of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls in Virginia, you know, 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent care to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less.
Less likely, okay. Okay, and it includes the $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to to relieve the burden of police officers, you know, who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More.
Okay. And the plan has, you know, $15 million to expand mental health services to school-age students in need. You know, does hearing make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
More likely. All right. All right, sir. It includes a $58 million increase in fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. More likely or less likely?
More.
Okay. All right, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support program and to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. More likely or less likely?
More.
Okay. All right, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does this hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More.
Okay. Okay, sir, and I haven't heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million in new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia. Please tell me whether you would, you know, support or oppose it strongly or somewhat. Or
strongly.
You know, oppose.
Support strongly.
Okay. Strongly support. Okay. Thank you, sir. We almost finished, okay? Okay, now, Virginia public employees, you know, have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Support.
Okay. Should, right? They should be able to support. Okay. And do you feel that, you know, public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee, you know, before providing that employee's personal information, that be home, phone, address, email, to a union organizer?
Support.
Okay. All right, sir. And unions, you know, have been able to negotiate contracts with public employees with less than one-fifth of, you know, the workers voting for unions. Before, you know, a union is given the ability to represent a public employees, do you think it is should or should not have, you know, to gain a minimum percentage of support of an election? Should or should not?
Yes. They should at least have one-fifth, yes.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now, once a union is formed, it can be, you know, it can be in a place about four generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one?
They should, yes.
They should. Okay. All right. All right, sir. In 2021, a law, you know, was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards, you know, to those decided by California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Yes.
You think, do you support or oppose
support,
repealing
support.
This law? Okay.
Support.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Enough. Federal tax brackets, you know, and deductions are in index for inflation. So the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not, you know, they don't do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I gotta go. I gotta get ready to go. That's it.
Which one should or should not be for brackets?
Should, and I gotta go.
Thank you.
All right. All right, sir. Thank you for your time. Okay, we almost, like I said, we almost pretty much finished. I only have a few questions for qualification purposes, okay?